Hi everybody, it's our midweek podcast, Wednesday the 3rd of February. I'm reading from Hebrews 3, starting at verse 7. So as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested and tried me, though for 40 years they saw what I did. That is why I was angry with that generation. I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. What sort of day is today for you? Is it a busy day? One where you have a long list of tasks to tick off? Is it a quiet day? Nothing much to mention, not a significant day as far as you can tell. Is it a big day? You have an important meeting, a big decision to make, difficult conversation perhaps? Or is it just the same as yesterday? Is it Groundhog Day? All days blurring into one. May have different feelings about today. But what these verses in Hebrews 3 tell us is that today is a very significant day indeed. Not because it's Wednesday the 3rd of Feb, you might be listening to this on another day. No, whatever day today is, it's a significant day because it is a day when we can continue to trust and follow Jesus, or we could not do that. In our series on church that we've just finished, we've been looking at the end of Hebrews, and we've seen that it is written to Christians to urge them to keep going in the faith, especially in the face of hardship or opposition. And the way the writer urges them on is through a combination of strong warnings and huge encouragements. It's a book that both unsettles and reassures. And one place it does that is here, where we learn about the significance of today. Two things to learn about today. First, today is a day to trust and obey God's word. You'll see in verse 7, so as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Also repeated twice more in the chapter following. The writer is quoting from Psalm 95, which in turn reflects on the generation of Israelites who were rescued from slavery in Egypt, but who never made it to the promised land. Why? Because they refused to trust and obey the Lord on their journey in the desert. They repeatedly complained and forgot him and disobeyed him. And the Lord said they would therefore live out their years in the desert, and the next generation would be the ones who would then get to enter Canaan. And the lesson was, don't give up on the Lord. They trusted and obeyed him when they left Egypt, and they came through the Red Sea, came to Mount Sinai. But the question was, would they continue to trust him when they encountered hardship? Well, they didn't. And it's not just a lesson from Israel's history. Notice that the writer to the Hebrews says, or he doesn't say in verse 7, so as the Holy Spirit said back in Psalm 95, rather he introduces that quote saying, as the Holy Spirit says. He's saying this is God's living word to you now. That's an important lesson. The same is true of all the Bible. It's not just words from the past, but it is the living word of God to us today. So whenever we hear God's word, whenever we hear his word taught, preached, God is speaking to us today. So the question is, will we respond today? We can't, like the Israelites, just rely on what we may have done in the past. The question is, will we believe and trust and obey today? So the writer underlines the urgency of that, saying, verse 12, "See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God." So, is the Lord speaking to you through his word? At the moment, is he calling you to trust and obey him in a particular situation? Well, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Today matters. So, strong warning. But we also learn something else about today, which is today is a day when we can encourage one another to keep going. Verse 13, encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. The temptation to give up trusting the Lord may be strong, and sin loves to pull the wool over our eyes, telling us it doesn't matter, or that our disobedience is reasonable in the circumstances, or we can just make up for it later. But no, there's that urgent call to respond to his voice today, not to harden our hearts. And what to help us? Well, the Lord has given us the antidote. He's given us one another to keep each other going. On Sunday, we were thinking of how encouraging one another is one of the key reasons why we are to meet together at church. But here, we see we need more than weekly encouragement. Very interesting. The writer says we are to encourage one another daily. How often do you or I need spurring on as Christians? Well, every day. And I guess that's because every day matters, as we've seen. Every day is a day when we're called to remain faithful to the Lord, when we are to live in the light of his word, trusting and following him whatever we're facing today. There's no day when we don't need encouragement. And what we also see here is it's not a responsibility for church leaders alone. All of us are called to have that loving concern for one another. So let's take every opportunity we can. Now, these days, there are many different ways in which we can be in touch with one another and share words of encouragement. Even in these very restricted days, we can. So let's have it in our minds to do that. I wonder, who could the Lord use you to encourage, even today? Well, let's pray. Father, we pray that you would help us to be faithful to you today in whatever we are facing. Forgive us if we've been ignoring your word or resisting your voice. Help us, please, to trust that you are good and to know that there is nothing better that we can do than follow you today. And we pray, too, that you would help us to have a right concern for one another. Thank you that you've given us one another. And help us to regard one another truly as brothers and sisters in Christ, that we would take every opportunity to build each other up and spur one another on in our walk with you. And in all this, Lord, we thank you that in Jesus we have one who understands our weaknesses and who invites us to draw near to the throne of grace with confidence, so that we might receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So we thank you for him, and it's in his name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. Do join us to pray this evening if you're listening on Wednesday the 3rd. We have our church prayer meeting tonight. Really good opportunity to gather together on Zoom, of course, to hear news of the church family, also news from Alan and Debbie Burt in Hedeveld in Cape Town tonight. It's great that they can join us. We're praying for Arborfield Church as well and various other matters. But do join us if you can. It's great to spend that time together, praying together. All the details for the meeting are in the email that went out this morning.